Now, behind me today on this marker board, I'm going to be showing you the uncomfortable truth why women need to compete for you in order to actually love you or in order to fall in love with you. And the sad truth is that if you do not exercise this dynamic in your own dating life, it is going to be extremely hard for you to obtain a woman's genuine desire that you want her to have for you and towards you. So because of that, I highly advise you to stay with me until the end of today's video, because we are going to be covering step by step exactly women's number one secret that they do not want you to know. We're even going to be showing you exactly why scarcity always creates value in your dating dynamics. I'm going to be showing you exactly how to make a woman feel safe with you at all times, so that way she stays attracted towards you. And on top of that, I'm going to be showing you the strongest emotion that women can't help but respond to. Stick with me until the end, because this is going to be a fantastic presentation on female nature and the proper dating dynamic that you want to have in your life. Now, after this video is over, I want you to go down below, click the link in the description, and I want you to check out the full-length MBT Masculine Behavioral Technique end-to-end webinar presentation that I made for you, because inside of that, you're going to see a totally life-changing process to help your dating life once and for all, so that way you can attract the women that you've always wanted and maintain the relationship dynamic that actually lasts. Let's dive in. So even though this is probably uncomfortable, as always, I'm going to be giving you the truth step by step. So the truth is that women need to compete for you in order to love you. Now, let's dive in. This is women's number one secret that they do not want you to know, okay? Here's what happens, truthfully, when women compete for a specific man. They become attracted, they become aroused, and they genuinely want to compete for and will often share a pre-selected man that other women want. They do not want you to know this, and they oftentimes will not tell you this, because this will oftentimes give you the psychological perceived leverage that they hold strictly by leveraging their beauty and other things that make you naturally attracted to the feminine. Okay, so I'm going to give you a specific story that happened just this week. So over this past weekend, okay, a girl came out to visit me. Okay, so here's what happened. I took her out to dinner, and then a different girl that I talked to either last week or the week before, we never actually met up and we never went out on a date like we originally had, you know, plans to potentially meet. The week just got too busy. But there was a different girl that I was talking to in the past over my phone on text message. So this girl came out to see me this weekend, and then I took her out to dinner. Now, coincidentally, I see this exact girl that I was text messaging. I see this girl at the exact same restaurant that I take my date to. So I take this girl out to dinner, and it's pretty late out at night. I think it's like 7 or 8 p.m., so it was a late dinner. As soon as the other girl sees this, like, this is a real story. This actually happened just a few days ago. As soon as the other girl sees this, even though we are sitting there in the same restaurant and I'm clearly out with another woman on a date, this woman calls me 3 times in a row as I'm sitting there on my dinner date. She is calling my phone 3 times in a row, calling me and calling me and calling me just to get my attention, even though I'm sitting there with another person. Now, take that a step further. After that date, I hop in my car and I'm driving home, and this other girl is sending me pictures and selfies of her for like a few hours through the night, and even some of them were like little videos of her in the mirror, you know, getting ready before she's going out to dinner. And then that same night, she texted me wanting me to come out with her or to come and see her, even though I was with another woman. And her seeing me with this other woman triggered the competition and jealousy aspect that women naturally gravitate towards, because they become attracted, aroused by, and oftentimes they will genuinely compete for and often share a man who is appearing like he is pre-selected. So this is a real life story that happened to me just this past few days. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because what you're going to find the more you date over the years is that scarcity always creates value. And this is true in business, this is true in dating, this is true in friendship dynamics, it doesn't matter. But things that are rare, okay, stick with me, things that are rare and hard to obtain are looked at with more respect, and people naturally want them more. So if I have a regular car, that I can get any day of the week, it's not as valuable as a specific sports car that they have a limited number of that they've made that year. Okay, things that are in scarce resource or scarce resources always creates value and a higher demand. What happened was I started to see that girls only want what other girls want and what other girls do. So say that with me one more time. Women only want what other women want, and women only do what other women do. So let me give you some examples. One of the things you're going to notice as you date is they often all will copy each other, such as behaviors or sayings or things that they think about the world. They oftentimes will copy each other while saying that they're not like anybody else. So I'm telling you this because you're going to notice trends and patterns the more women that you see and the more women that you interact with. So to give you some examples, if a girl texts you the word hey, it's never just hey, it's always hey with like three or four Y's at the end of it. Like the letter Y, it will be hey with three or four Y's at the end of it. If they send you selfies, it will a lot of times be the same or similar poses. Or another example would be like if you text message a girl and then instantly what they will do is turn their notifications on silent, so that way you can see that. These are just a few of the examples of how when women start to pick up on what other women do, they will mimic the dating trends and the dating behaviors of what the other women are doing. So what I can tell you is this. The reason why I started this whole topic with scarcity always creates value is because they want what other women want and do what other women do, so they will naturally compete, okay? When they naturally compete, you start to arouse that competition and that jealousy that they naturally start to have, and they start to want you even more. So here's another funny thing. They feel safer with you knowing that you can attract other women. But see, that's just layer one. If you can attract other women and she knows that, that's just the first layer. There's something even more powerful, okay? What's even more powerful is her seeing physical proof that other women are after you or chasing you or pursuing you. If she sees that other women are actually taking physical initiative to approach you or initiate conversation and contact with you, watch that woman's interest rise, because she's naturally going to want to compete. She automatically assumes that there's value there. So here's what I can tell you. There is no amount of money, there is no amount of status, there is no amount of muscle mass, and there is no amount of good looks that will ever turn a woman on more than pre-selection of her seeing that other women naturally want you. So here's what I can tell you. The strongest emotion, okay? This is the ultimate strongest emotion when it comes to attracting women. The strongest emotion that women hate, and the reason why they hate it is because this emotion is so powerful. The strongest emotion that women hate but they cannot help but respond to is the emotion of jealousy. If you arouse that jealousy instinct or that jealousy nature inside of a woman, it does a few things, okay? And I've boiled it down to three specific things that it will always do. The first thing that it does is it gets them completely reactive. You will watch women act out of character or almost change their personality for a brief moment in time to hopefully be what that man is wanting. That's the first. The second thing that you're going to watch is you will watch them operate on pure impulse and pure emotion. The actions that they start to take will look like they're based out of reaction, and it will look like they're based out of pure emotion. Which leads me to number three. They will throw all logic out the window and not think rationally, and oftentimes do what is in their best interest emotionally to fulfill that need, because they see your value as a man. So taking this a step further, this is why I'm telling you, how you meet her, right? How you meet the woman is far more important than actually meeting her. Because let me give you an example. If I meet a woman and it's just me, okay, and I go walking down the street or I'm out on a bike trail, and I cross paths with a woman and we meet each other, I don't have a lot of elements of attraction working in my favor, okay? Right off the initial interest, she's not really able to gauge my status level, or anything about my personality or resources or anything like that. All she can do is go based off of how my voice sounds, and she can go based off of what I look like, okay? But I'm the same person. Meanwhile, if I were to meet that exact woman through mutual friends, or let's say a female friend introduces me to her, and now she sees that the woman who introduced me to her likes me, or something of that nature, that's going to massively help the social proof and social value to where her perception of me is now different. So oftentimes when guys talk about game or having good game and good verbal skills, what you have to remember is the one thing that is even higher level than that is setting up how you meet the woman, okay? So that way the frame and the perception of the lens of the world that she views you in, or how she views you, is now a different lens than what she initially saw if you were all by yourself. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to also really maybe even watch this video two or three times over, because the truth that you need to master and that you need to obtain and come to terms with is that women need to compete for you in order to love you. And as harsh as that sounds, the truth is always the truth. So hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.